Hey guys, so today I'm here to talk about Apple Arcade, which was released by Apple in September. And after playing a few of the games, I have to say I really like it because, for one, it's only $4.99 a month. And this is kind of like the first of any kind for creating an arcade with a monthly subscription. And, you know, like, we're getting to the point in technology where everything is about, you know, subscriptions. And Apple was like one of the first companies to get to that point. And then, you know, Google released its own arcade platform. I think it's called Stadia or Stadia. I might be wrong. But I haven't really got into that. I haven't really used that platform yet. And I know they have like the joystick and everything. But, excuse me. The Apple Arcade is really cool because you get many games. And I kind of thought that the games would have more like a watered down feel to them. But that ended up not being the case. I mean, you can really play high quality games up there. Like there's Sonic, there's a skate game, and I mean these games are amazing. I'll have most of my sessions on these games uploaded where you guys can check them out on YouTube or just check the games out for yourself. For the most part, Apple Arcade does come with a free trial, so I thought that was another cool thing. I wish they would have gave away the Apple Arcade free for a year with the purchase for a new Apple device the way they're doing with the Apple TV Plus, but they decided not to go that route. And, you know, that's like a great start for people that's kind of having to, like, download multiple games and, you know, purchase, like, in-app subscriptions or, you know, the coins and just other little level ups that's available inside the games. Not to say that there's anything wrong with that. Developers, they do put a lot of time into these games, and the purchasing items throughout the games, like, you know, rubies or level ups or like packages and stuff like that, it becomes costly. So platforms, developers, creators, they're starting to understand that subscription-based models might be the best bet. So with that being said, we're starting to see these things come about. And then, you know, Twitch is becoming more popular for streaming. You know, it's still fairly new to a lot of different people, but for the most part, a lot of people are starting to gravitate to Twitch to optimize, you know, and monetize their earnings. And a lot of these games that are available on the PS4 and the Xbox, they're now coming to mobile. But games like, you know, Mario Kart, PUBG, and stuff like that, you don't really get those things on Apple Arcade. I'm curious to know if that's going to happen, like if PUBG, Mario Kart, Modern Combat Versus, like would they kind of create some form of a subscription-based service edition to go on Apple Arcade? But those games like PUBG would probably not, because they're cashing in, especially Fortnite, with the things that you can buy to add on to your gameplay. So for the most part, the games that are available in the Apple Arcade, they're amazing. It's just so many titles. I didn't think that so many gaming companies and, you know, indie developers would actually take the time out to be a part of that. So hopefully that subscription-based model turns out to be something that's actually, you know, feasible, to where they're putting their time into something that would actually help them grow. But the Apple Arcade is definitely amazing. So if you want to use the iPad for gaming, that's a real good thing, because the 10.2-inch iPad was also just released, and that actually has the keyboard support, the Apple Pencil support, and you can also use a mouse now with the new iPad OS. So we'll get into that in a little bit.